Okay, we're starting with a standard E chord. So put your second finger on the 5th string 2nd fret, your third finger on the 4th string 2nd fret, and your first finger on the 3rd string 1st fret. Once you're there, you will play 6, 4, 3, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. A forward, backward roll combination. From here we'll go to our C sharp minor 7. To do this, take your first finger and bar the bottom 5 strings on the 4th fret, then put your second finger on the 2nd string 5th fret and your third finger on the 4th string 6th fret. Once you're there, you'll go 5, 4, 3, 2 real quickly. From there we're going to move to a B chord with the D sharp in the bass. To do that, bring your third finger up to the 5th string 6th fret and let your first finger hold down the bottom 4 strings 4th fret. Once there, we will go 5, 4, 3, 2. So from that C sharp minor 7, we will have this. Kind of a pretty fast chord change. And from the beginning, we have. Then back to your E chord, where you will go. So that's 6, 4, 3, 2, 3. And then the second measure of this E chord will be a little lick that goes. Now to do this, keep the E chord down, but pluck the bottom 2 strings together, and then hammer on your little finger to the 2nd fret of the 2nd string. Then take it off and hit the 2nd string open. The second part of this lick is. To do that, I'm hitting the 3rd string, hammering on the little finger to the 2nd fret, and then pulling it off. All this while holding down the E chord. Finally, go to the 4th string to end it. So here's what we have from the beginning of the verse.